I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And Tommy, this was a massive mistake.
Yeah.
You've heard the expression, yeah. Mm. You've heard the expression, chasing bad money with good money?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you have to know when something has gone just too far to fix.
Right.
And I believe this was one of those cases.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it because you spent the weekend jet-setting off to Chicago.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I was in Chicago. You were saying
I didn't go to that cool part. You were saying, but yeah, we went out to see the grandkids and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Wife's birthday. I had a nice weekend.
Ooh.
Nice birthday. Going out to the bar, getting ready for dinner, hanging out. It was really nice.
So you took your wife and stepkids out?
Yeah. So we had a nice dinner out. We were sitting at the bar waiting for the kids to come. So we're getting a drink. And just trying to make some room at the bar. I was going to scoot the stools over a little bit. And as I went to get up, we're going to shift over a little bit, mm-hmm. make some room.
Okay.
And I noticed there was a bag right there that I was going to have to move in order to move the stools.
Okay.
So not looking up, I said, do you mind if I move your purse? I just need to make some room over here.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yep. And it looked like a purse, but the person that owned that said item was a dude.
Oh, okay.
And I called the dude's bag purse, and he got pissed.
If I had to ask you to describe this man, how would you describe him?
He was a probably 25-year-old, looked well-to-do,
okay,
gay man.
Okay. You say he was there with his partner, you would assume.
The guy he was with was like my age.
Okay.
And so they were a couple. And my wife had, right before that, said, oh, looks like we have a little May December romance going on over here. But I never looked over. So I just assumed it was a different kind of couple.
So just to be clear,
mm-hmm.
up to this point,
I hadn't looked over.
You did not realize that was
right.
You saw the bag, you thought it was a purse,
mm-hmm.
and you said to a well-to-do gay man,
mm-hmm.
can I please move your purse?
Yes.
And you look the way you do,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which makes it an issue.
Yeah.
So what happened?
He didn't say anything, mm-hmm. but he got pissed.
Okay.
Like, he was really offended.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. Because I don't want to apologize, because then I'm pointing that out, that I didn't want to say anything.
Okay.
So I just suggested we settle up and go to the table, see if the table's ready, because I want to get out of here, because this is getting really uncomfortable. Because I didn't want to sit there with this dude, because we're like shoulder to shoulder.
Okay. So you just walked.
I bolted, bro.
You didn't apologize. You didn't try to make it better. You just
I didn't
got
know
out.
What to say. Like, first of all, it looked like a purse.
Okay. No.
I mean, if I sat that thing down, I go, what do you call that? Looked like a purse to me. It looks like one of my wife's purses.
You have one.
No, this is like high end. I got low
but
purse.
I'm just saying, like, you're the only guy I know that carries a bag.
I mean, there is irony here that he has a purse and confused somebody else's man
yes.
bag with
okay,
a purse.
But let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
And it was one. It was a Prada. So it even said, like, Prada on it.
What a Pittsburgh bitch you are.
But that's a high-end lady purse.
I know a Prada.
Your old lady got Prada.
My wife does not have any designer purses, hand to God. Not a single
one. How is she wasting her money on?
I don't know. She uses, like, the tote bag she gets, like, for free.
Oh. Well, this was Prada.
she's got a genuine Rush Henrietta Library.
This guy may have been pissed that you asked to touch his stuff too, because if it's a designer bag and he's a high end guy, little grubby hands all over it.
My hands are nice. I got Prada hands.
You ain't got Prada
just,
hands.
This
bro.
Chair, because I do know.
You
I
got
do know
knockoff
people,
West Side Louis Vuitton hands. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Go ahead.
I do know people, especially women, like they will set their bag on a chair. Like that chair is for their bag,
so
it doesn't touch anything. Else or like doesn't touch the floor, so you may have been just invading his space overall. Like that was his bag's chair.
No,
and
but
you were like, "Excuse me, can I move this? Because my ass is more important than your bag."
But hold on, man. Excuse me. The joint's packed full of people, and we're tight for space. We have a chair
That's not
for
his
your
problem.
Bag.
He's there first.
And your old mandate.
Okay. Here's the thing. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This could be one of those weird situations.
What's that?
Where something went wrong, yet no one is in the wrong. Because here's the thing.
Some miscommunication.
Well, look, the way that Tommy describes it, Kimmy, it's totally understandable why you would assume a Prada bag belonged to a woman. That's just a knee-jerk reaction. I get that. It is also understandable why this man, who the bag belonged to, may have assumed you were making a joke at his expense.
Yeah, right.
Right?
True.
Right. Like, if we're going to go based on your age and the way you look, guys that look like you aren't exactly known for being open-minded.
Okay.
Right?
All right, I'll give you that.
It was just an unfortunate series of events.
Yeah, it all came together at the wrong time.
Yes. But I think you did something in this story that we need to talk about further. And again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if there was a better way to handle this. You didn't do too much. Because, Tommy, you could have tried to talk to the guy and explain yourself and apologize.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to even say. I'd make some stupid comment about...
Yeah, because you could trip over your words trying to explain what you meant.
Bingo.
But then even the apology might sound kind of strange, because what are you apologizing for? Yeah, it's... The best thing you could have done was just shut up and walk away.
No, I think you nailed it. Like, this is the one of the rare cases where you screwed up, you felt bad, but walking on that spot was the best thing you could have do. Because to Kimmy's point, you could have sincerely apologized. There's no guarantee that man would have been like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
You also would have been taking time away from a night out with his partner at a really nice place.
Right. And by the way, I'm not sure if they're a partner. I'm just assuming they were based on their body language from my wife. So I don't even know.
Okay.
So let's say I say that. I go, hey, I didn't mean to ruin a romantic evening. And that's just this guy's boss. Right? I could have assumed, oh, yeah, two guys sitting together. You got a purse. You must be a couple.
Also a great point. By the way, not a purse, bag. You already said purse.
You like
best
that? You guys probably watch that Bravo channel? Yeah, pretty good, huh?
You mean the one you watch?
Yeah. Pretty good stuff on there. Those girls get out of control, right? Am I saying, fellas?
252-WCMF. Tommy's in Chicago over the weekend seeing his stepkids, grandkids, his wife's birthday. They go out to dinner for his wife's birthday. They're sitting at the bar. You got two gentlemen sitting next to you that you hadn't seen yet.
No, I hadn't looked.
You went up to leave.
Yeah, and I said, excuse me, I just need to, can I move your purse so I make some room? And I looked up and it's a dude who owned that Prada purse. And he was pissed, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And I really wanted to get out of there before the kids came.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to explain that.
Stepdaddy's yelling at potentially came at his restaurant over his purse.
Yeah. I didn't need that. I just wanted out.
You know what else I find, too, and I don't know if this happened to you throughout the night.
Was it?
Whenever I have an awkward encounter with somebody where there's some kind of miscommunication or something, somebody says something weird.
Yeah.
I continue to run into that person throughout the night, no matter how hard I try to avoid them.
But I think you only notice it because you're trying to avoid
probably. But no, even if I step away and be like, okay, that was weird, but let's move on. I will make awkward eye contact with that person. I'll see them in an awkward passing by. It's just, it gets weird after that, and there's nothing you could say or do to make it less awkward.
To your point, when we sat down,
and
when we got into the dining room area, I could still see him at the bar. I had a clear shot at him to see him.
Don't say it like that. Like you're what?
I gotta pick him off or something.
I got a clear shot. I am on the grassy knoll.
It's SEAL Team 6.
Chicago, but not great with that kind of stuff,
by
the way.
Yeah, I know. But no, so I could still see the guy. And if he turned and looked,
you would have been staring right in his direction.
But I kept looking over to see if he was looking over. And he didn't look over.
Yeah.
Class kid. But I kept looking. Because,
look, I get it. And I want to go down a road Kimmy touched on a second ago. Like, when you realize that you have hurt someone's feelings by accident, because we've all been there.
Sure.
We have all done something without realizing, oh, my God, that person's offended. There is an instant panic involved. And everyone reacts in different ways. Because you have folks, Tommy, that will immediately, profusely apologize.
Yes.
You have folks that will try to justify why they said what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I didn't mean it, but, you know. Yeah. And then there are the folks that could just walk away and not be bothered by it ever again. If we have those three in line here, 252-WCMF, which is the best way to be? We all are in agreement that walking away is the best one in this room. Okay.
Yeah.
You forgot one category.
What's that?
The one my brother would do. Make a bad joke.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. That might be worst case scenario.
He would definitely make the bet. He would, my wife's got the same bag. Hey, you guys got similar tastes in men too, I'm saying.
Your brother turned into Dangerfield.
Yeah, but he would. He would make that bad joke.
Okay, let's say you're stuck.
Because right.
there are also the situations where you
can't get away.
Right? If we eliminate walking away,
yeah.
is the best move profusely apologize? Is the best move justify where your head was at in that moment?
Right.
Or is your best move the joke to try and cut the tension? What are you going with?
The quick apology is going to probably, if you're going to go that route, just do a quick apology. Don't over-explain it.
But you can't do a quick apology in a situation like that.
It's hard because you're going to feel like you want to justify. But
that's where you start going down a rabbit hole of like over-explaining, which means you're going to say something stupid. Right? Yep. Less words, less stupid.
Okay, but you're now in a
room. Keep your stupid to a minimum.
And you're also assuming, based on somebody's quick reaction, that they were upset by it, which may not have been the case either.
But he was making a face.
But he didn't say anything.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
But he made it. Yeah, I could tell he was pissed.
Because now I've made things more awkward because they actually didn't even notice me. You know what I mean? Like you think you're more important than you are.
Well, we all have main character syndrome when we're out in those spots, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like personally, look, you're right. And maybe this is one of these I think I'm more important than I am. I would have to immediately profusely apologize.
But profusely sounds overdone. I mean, look, you mistook the guy's bag and him.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it quick.
Okay.
Well, how are you? Profusely sounds like you're going to go on and on.
If I can exit, I'm with you. I'm out. If I am in a situation where he's stuck, I need that person to say, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I need it. If I do not get
that. But you may not get that. Which means you're going to keep talking.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to turn into a live read.
And it
might bother you more after you apologize. Won't that linger in your mind for the rest of the day?
If I can get, look, I'm not saying this is the best way to be. But if I get a, hey, don't worry about it, it's not going to linger.
Okay.
If
you don't get that closure,
then I will be thinking about it for the rest of my effing life.
So let's say, do you buy him a round of drinks?
No, but that could also be seen as insulting.
Right, it's a free drink.
Hey, let me throw it around. Hey, let me tell you something. It's okay, I got money. Anything I do, no problem. I make it better with money.
What are you boys drinking, a pitcher of daiquiris over here? What do you want? Couple umbrellas for my boys over here, all right? Maybe some of those little sandwiches with no crust.
Is there another option here that I know some people would do? Just sit down and talk to the person like nothing ever happened? Or make like small talk?
No.
Like, hey, what are you drinking? That looks good.
No, I she's not wrong.
Because there will be people that'll do that and just like,
I don't have that
cool
talent.
Like, we're cool together, right? Like, I just, you know, they try to feel out the situation by making small talk.
Because that could also come as condescending. Because like now I'm just forcing small talk on you because I've offended you.
Yeah, but I think the idea behind it is if I just act like myself in small talk, they're going to see I'm actually a good person.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, like I made a mistake and I don't want to apologize because that could get awkward.
I'm cool.
But hey, we're just talking here, having a good time.
All right, but the guy's obviously not having a good time. I got to take him from I'm pissed off to good time in 2 minutes.
We got Facebook messages. Oh, look, you're not wrong.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, nobody prepares for this stuff. That's why you get caught in these situations.
Right.
Facebook message is coming in again. We're talking about Tommy. He was in Chicago for seeing his stepkids, his wife's birthday over the weekend. They went out to dinner. You were sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
There was a bag next to you.
High-end Prada purse.
Ooh.
And I needed to move it so I could move the stool, make some more room because the bar was packed. And when I asked the person who owned the purse, I said, do you mind if I move your purse? I looked up and it was a young gentleman standing there and he was pissed that I called it a purse.
You believed he was a gay man?
Yes.
And it looked like you were insulting him.
Yeah, and it looked like he was on a date with an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Terry, it's a lady Terry.
Okay.
She says, I have a bad habit of trying to relate to that person in a way that I offended them. Pull in my kids or my husband or someone at work. It's like, oh, I know someone like you too, and here's why I like them. You know what she's saying? I know what she's...
Yeah.
That is the worst way to do it, by the way. And I've also done it, but it's the absolute worst way to do it. It's essentially the I have black friends defense when you get accused of racism.
Yeah, I got a lot of black friends.
But like, it's amazing. All of a sudden, it just comes out of you. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I got a buddy who, I don't know. Please, just say it's okay. Just say it's okay. Like, you did the right thing.
Right. I thought so.
No, you always think you did the right thing.
Because you did come in and tell us about it.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
And I had another incident. I was on a bad roll. I was screwing up this hotel all weekend.
Would you like to share the second bad incident?
I don't think I heard the
you
second
missed
one.
This one.
All right. So my wife and I, we took a walk. It was a cold day in Chicago. Yeah. Coming back into the lobby, And I had my sunglasses on. So when I first take my sunglasses off, it's hard to adjust, right? So, but I kind of know where the elevator is. So I just make a beeline for the elevator. I did not realize there was a person waiting to use the elevator, and they hadn't pressed their floor yet.
Okay.
So I literally walked straight in front of them, didn't even notice it, pressed the button, the elevator opened, and I walked in. My wife walked in. The woman started to MF me loudly. Not MF me, but like she goes like, excuse me, unbelievable. And then my wife tried to defend him. Well, he didn't see you there, I'm pretty sure. You know, but I pissed this woman off, and I literally walked right in front of her, pressed the button, walked into the elevator like she wasn't even standing.
I feel like I have seen you do this before. In your defense, you are completely unaware. Yes. You don't mean to do it.
No, you missed the best part of the story.
And that's kind of what my wife was telling him.
He didn't even hear her.
No, I didn't.
MFing him. Like, he's just standing there, dot, 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 while his wife is, like, defending his honor.
Well, I didn't have my hearing aids in because I don't like walking with my hearing aids on when it's windy because it kind of howls into my ears. So I leave them out. So I can't hear.
You're blind and deaf when all anybody that can hear us wants you to be is a mute.
And I was a little, and now that I think about a little bit, okay, a little insulting. And I'm an older guy,
Yeah. You're also a known line cutter, though, so I don't really believe that you didn't see this woman.
Ooh.
There's nothing wrong with your eyesight.
No, I got the cataracts. It's like I got the glaucoma a little bit.
Why you got the glaucoma?
But yeah, at my age... Give me a break a little bit, all right?
Okay, now I don't believe. Now I'm with Kimmy. Now I was on your side, and now I don't believe you after what she said.
How about you give the old guy
move out of the way?
How about you give the old guy a little slack? I didn't know what was going on with your date. I didn't see you standing there, but let's all be friends.
No, I hear you. I think it's finally time guys your age got a break.
Thank you. See, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Let's take a break.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's been a while since we've had an unconventional weapon story.
Yeah.
But this qualifies. In fact, it's such an unconventional weapon.
Mm.
If this were to happen to you, you may not even be sure this thing would count as a weapon in the first place.
Oh, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story went down just east of us. And it happened after midnight... On April 3rd, that's when they let it all hang out.
Okay.
Authorities say that a 32-year-old man was arrested after a disturbance with another man. The disturbance turned into an assault charge after police say the 32-year-old man hit the victim with a can of beans.
Wait.
That's pretty solid.
Can of food.
Can of beans. Can of beans.
Okay.
Bean can. Bean you upside the head.
All right.
Now, we don't know why this fight started.
Don't even know the brand.
No, we do not. Mm. But we do know the man charged with assault fled the scene, but was found and arrested a short time later. He has a court date coming up. Is bean can attack scary or is bean can attack funny?
It's funny because it's beans.
Okay.
I mean, if it was any other food... It wouldn't be as funny as a can of goddamn bacon.
Wait, so you're saying the fact that it's beans?
Yeah, of course.
Makes it funny. So if it's a can of green or a can of
corn,
not as funny.
Yeah. But if I laid one upside your head with a can of beans, sounds like a country tune.
How'd that go?
Mama laid one upside his head with a can of beans. That's just plain mean, Grandma.
Now you assume they were baked beans.
Yeah.
Is it
quality baked beans?
Is it just as funny if they're a can of black beans?
Nah. It's got to be baked beans.
You know what's weird? Okay. I agree with them, but I don't know why.
Because a can of baked beans just says you got gas. It's a can of farts.
No, black beans is also a can of farts.
But they're more south of the border farts.
Okay.
Where you look at a can of baked beans as a more traditional American fart.
Okay. All right.
Black beans is a little bit more higher end bean.
Oh, you think so?
Well, of course.
No, not necessarily.
Black beans weren't even introduced in this country until the 1970s under the Nixon administration.
What did it sound like when he was deciding we were going
to? Well, Pat, I'd like to have some, spend some time down in Acapulco with Sinatra. And he turned me on to some black beans. It was delicious with that thing they call now avocado.
Didn't he pass that when Neil Armstrong was making his first steps on the moon?
Neil, we're enjoying watching on the RCA Victrola. And Pat and I are having some delicious... Black beans and ripping some farts.
Well, didn't it even make it into Neil Armstrong's speech when he was stepping on the moon?
One small step for man. What the hell am I smelling up? Jesus, Nixon, I can smell you 1,000 miles away.
Okay.
Mankind.
The stupidest show on the radio.
I also picture nobody has a small can of baked beans.
No.
The baked beans can is also probably a little bigger.
It's the biggest
than
can you have
can,
in the house.
Which also makes it a little scarier, in my opinion.
Okay. Like a medium-sized pink can
you
of beans.
You don't go small can of baked beans.
You bring up a good point. Why are the baked beans cans always the biggest cans in the store?
Because they're so good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing. I'm sure as we're having this conversation, everyone is imagining that he chucked a can of beans. Mm-hmm. If the allegations
are
true.
Oh, I had it like almost like he held it and hit him.
Oh, like kind of
open-handed on his, like laid one on set of his head.
Yeah. Okay, because if you
slapped him with the beans.
Yeah.
If you chuck the can of beans at him, you can dodge that. It's funny. You could really hurt someone repeatedly bludgeoning them with a can of beans.
Oh, yeah, you could kill somebody.
So then how is that funny?
Well, when you
I'd also be impressed if you could.
That's how you imagined it, though. You just admitted it.
I'd be impressed with your aim if you decided to chuck the can, because if you miss, so embarrassing.
And you're going to do some damage in the kitchen, too.
Like you're going to be loud as crap.
You're putting a dent in that wall. That bean can is exploding. Yeah. You got a lot of cleaning up to do. All right. 252 WCMF. With this story of this 32-year-old man allegedly assaulting another man with a can of beans.
Yeah.
Would you call the cops if someone threw a can of beans at you?
Threw them and missed?
They throw the can. Missed or not. The can has been thrown.
But I got hit?
Let's say you got hit. Would you call the cops?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, every time I've been assaulted, I've never called the cops. I've been assaulted 3 times.
Okay.
And I had witnesses and stuff.
Sure.
And I still didn't do it.
You think that makes you tough? Because it doesn't.
I think it makes me a nice person.
For not calling the cops being assaulted.
Three different women assaulted me with stuff. One bare-fisted.
Well, you've also admitted that you deserved it every single time. That's a different situation.
I didn't deserve to get killed or run over just because I cheated on you, didn't tell you I was engaged to another woman. Jesus, everybody's done that, I think.
Would you call the cops if someone chucked beans at you?
Well, yeah, she's a woman.
I'm asking the woman.
Depends on the, probably, because it escalated to that point. So
what if one of your girlfriends?
It's not so much that I'm scared of the beans or the damage that the beans did. It's more so the fact that, like, this person made that decision.
Yeah,
to use this
you.
As a weapon.
No, but I mean, I think, like, you know, when it comes to female, there's an image of a man because men are being violent. Let's say to Tommy's question.
Yeah.
You're having a cookout, right? You're over at your friend's house.
Okay.
You're getting a little girl tiff. She chucks a can of beans out of anger at you. You calling the cops on her?
I'm probably just leaving.
Okay.
Yeah, I might just let that one go and leave and be like, well, that's the end of that friendship.
What would be the most dangerous food item in your home to use as a weapon?
Anything with glass.
Oh.
So a jar of something.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. That's fair enough.
That could get dangerous for multiple reasons.
What if they throw a can of beer at you?
Okay. Aluminum can.
Aluminum can. A bottle.
It's heavy.
Bottle of beer.
Different.
Bottle of beer. Okay. But that's glass. Like anything glass. I'm with Kimmy. Number one would be beer, Mexican soda, orange juice, something like that. That would be the most dangerous because it could hurt you. But outside of that, like if we're talking actual food stuff.
Okay.
What is the most dangerous item you could use as a weapon in your pantry, refrigerator, or freezer?
A dense food. It would have to be kind of dense.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to do the most damage, right?
Like a cucumber or something?
A cucumber? You're going to beat someone with a cucumber?
Like what, are you going to sodomize them?
You did this.
What else are you going to do with it?
Cucumber, zucchini?
Or this?
No, okay, I know what
else. About this and a little of this?
Imagine if you started whacking somebody in the head.
Hey, you had enough?
I don't know, buddy.
Sorry to everyone watching the live stream right
what?
Now. I deeply apologize.
They said an imaginary cucumber.
YouTube just called, and we've been banned.
That
for
thing
you.
Could be like a bat.
No, but it's still soft.
That cucumber ain't going to hurt
you. A zucchini? A hearty zucchini.
A hearty? Okay, but that would be hard to yield? Wield? What's the word I'm looking for? Wield.
Yeah.
Like, because it's okay, the zucchini?
I'm just thinking, like, the shape of it.
Well, it does have a big.
Could use as a weapon.
It is wide at that one end, almost like a club.
Yeah, you could swing that thing.
Okay, but you don't have big enough hands to use it, and it would be, like, top-heavy, which would throw off your center of gravity. Like, I agree with you, the cucumber would be easier to hit somebody with, but those are soft. Like, I think feel like you would break the cucumber before it did actual damage.
What if, like, a bag of something?
Bag
like
of
a bag of taters.
Bag of potatoes?
How about I whop you on the side of the head with a bag of potatoes?
You ain't got the strength to pick up a bag of potatoes and throw it.
I can pick up a bag of potatoes.
You can't swing it.
I can swing it. Whop you right there.
But somebody would see that
coming. I can't sodomize you with it. It would take too long.
That's not true. You can hold it from the steak side.
We're going to drop him in one at a time like a coin slot.
That would be so easy to avoid. Somebody like winding up to swing a bag of potatoes.
But if your back was to me.
Okay, I guess like, you snuck up on
you make one of your
side-ass
remarks, but, turn your back, and I'm like, whop.
You're going to sneak up with me with a ruffling bag of potatoes. Hold on.
Oh, they're not that big.
Ah! I'm
not talking about like a sack.
You can't swing 10 pounds.
Those little 5-pound bags.
5-pound bag? You ain't going to do damage with a 5-pound bag of potatoes, man.
Yeah, if I hit you in a race.
I could take a 5-pound bag of potatoes to the face.
Let's find out.
Keep on moving.
This is our new contest.
Gallon of milk.
Ooh, that would hurt. Yeah. Gallon of milk would hurt.
But wait, are you throwing it?
I'm going to use it, and I'm going to swing it like a bludgeoning object.
But it would look funny as hell when you hit him and that milk goes all over the place. That would be the funniest assault, I think, outside of the beans, is milk.
I think that onion is also a sneaky... If you were to chuck an onion, those are a dense vegetable.
Well, you could make that argument for any fruit, orange.
Ooh, a grapefruit. That's the size of a softball.
No, but grapefruits are soft.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're a little mushy.
Yeah, they're mushy. It's going to look... It's going to... When it hits you, yeah, it'll still hurt, but it'll adhere to the shape of whatever it hits, right? So, like, it's going to put the energy out across where the onion is solid. Whatever it hits, it's bah! Bah!
What about avocado? Those are
kind of...
Depends on when you get it.
Yeah.
You know, early avocado hurts you. Week-long avocado, that's just, nah.
All right, too soft? All right.
25GWCMF. We started this conversation talking about a 32-year-old man just east of us arrested after police say he assaulted a victim just after midnight with a can of beans. You think the argument was over can of beans?
Over?
Like maybe over dinner or what you were because the beans had to be out. You didn't go running to grab those beans.
Well, you're getting ready to prepare a delicious meal with baked beans.
Well, but I mean, it would make sense though. Let's say you got two buddies like hanging out.
Yeah.
Right? Your midnight snack time.
Yeah.
One guy's got
you're preparing beans for your buddies.
Well, like you were going to do like DoorDash and they was like, no, we got plenty of food here. You always spend money. Chucks a can of beans right at his head and now you're going to jail. We got folks jumping in on the most dangerous food argument.
Yeah.
Daniel writes, pineapple hard
and abrasive. My God. Yeah, that thing's thorny.
How would you throw it, though?
You grab it from the green end.
No, because it's going to break off.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
I'm telling you
It'll break off.
It won't break off.
Well, the way I swing it will.
Or the way you swing it.
You can throw like
are you, Hawaiian?
You can throw like a football. You couldn't because you throw I didn't want to insult girls. You throw like a Tommy.
It would hurt if I tried to sodomize you with it.
Yeah, how would you get
it? But that would be funny.
Mark writes us a durian. Shut up, Mark.
A what?
It's that really smelly fruit that Teddy told us about.
Oh.
Who, by the way,
it's a smelly fruit?
He's in Indonesia. I miss Teddy. We haven't heard from him in a couple weeks.
He's on his trip. Yeah, he went to Indonesia to get more fruit.
Somebody did bring up, and you could use this in a different way, like a ghost hot pepper. Like if you get that in somebody's eye.
So wait, I'm gonna mash up the pepper.
All you
have to do
is just touch their face.
No. Okay, no, that's not bad. It's like pepper spray.
Yeah. That would take too much time to pull a move. Like whipping a can's one thing. Creating a toxic pepper spray.
I mean, it would do some damage though. If you did it right.
Jack gets us on Instagram again. You can always get us the easiest way. Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Jack writes, coconut. That would hurt.
That's number one.
Who's got a coconut in their house, though?
Right, but that would be the number one painful one. That's the hardest fruit there is.
I don't even know where to get a coconut.
They sell them at Wegmans.
Now your Wegmans, maybe.
Yeah, they sell them at yours, too.
I've never seen a coconut at Wegmans.
There's a whole tropical fruit section. They had it in the one in Webster.
I've seen the pineapples.
They had the star fruit and all that stuff.
I've never seen a coconut.
It's in there, yeah.
How much you want to bet? Why? Who?
Well, who?
Who? Where? Why?
What?
Why?
People like fresh coconut. They use the fresh coconut meat to bake with and then milk.
Okay.
The coconut.
Or you could just like buy the coconut stuff.
No kidding, man.
Daniel would like to change his to coconut now.
Right.
Dan writes us on Twitter, tomahawk steak.
Okay, that's not really a sharp tomahawk.
Well, no, but you could.
The bone?
Hold him by the bone and beat him with the steak.
You know how much that would cost you? Those steaks are a fortune.
Yeah, but think how expensive a gun is. Just saying.
It's not the same, isn't it?
You're saving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blake writes us on Facebook. This has now become a discussion about what foods would hurt the most. Blake says frozen meat would be the most dangerous. You could kill someone with a frozen family pack of Wegmans chicken. He ain't wrong.
Okay, anything frozen, would hurt.
But, like, you know, that big-ass package with the frozen chicken breast?
Mm-hmm.
Get it over your head?
Okay.
Like a board. Up. Look who's back from Indonesia, buddy.
Oh, he's back?
252 WCMF, Mr. Durian himself. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
I'm still in Indonesia.
You're still in Indonesia?
Still in Indonesia. Yeah, I won't be back until May 5th.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
From across the world.
What did I say? He said, I'm not going to be able to call because I'm going to be in Indonesia. I go, no, you can't stay away, you bitch. You're going to be calling us. And
it's
like, got to
be like midnight there.
No, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. At night, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, are you sure you're in Indonesia?
Wait a second.
How about his wife took him to Pennsylvania and didn't tell him?
No, I'll send you a picture in, on the nude beach right now for you guys.
Oh, Teddy, that's gross.
I don't want to see nude Teddy.
No, what?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
We will send all Teddy nudes to Tommy.
Oh, you'll be back on the 5th. Well, we are setting, Kimmy, we're making break room history. This is the first call we have ever taken, as far as we know, from Indonesia.
Yeah, I think this is the first.
Yeah. I have you up over there. I'm listening now and then, but accidentally I just heard from you guys.
Well, we miss you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, the country has not felt the same way since you left.
Hey, how's the weather over there? Right here, about 85 right now.
God, don't be that dick.
Muggy.
This is why everybody hates you.
You can enjoy your tariffs.
No, listen, Tommy. I'm dual citizen, so I don't got charged anything around here.
Teddy, go enjoy
Teddy's
your vacation.
Teddy's a freeloader.
I will.
Bye,
well,
Teddy.
I'll see you on the 5th, guys, okay?
We'll see you, buddy. Get home safe.
I'll wait
okay?
for you at the docks.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Teddy. How bad is your vacation going when you stop to call the break room?
He's already miserable. He's already miserable to see your family.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a quick one here with where they wind up coming up. We went way too long on foods you could use as weapons. you're hanging out in the break room, CMF. There are two sports legends that are fighting over the right of a number.
All right, who we got?
Right now, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
And Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson are entangled in a legal battle over the trademark to the number 8.
Okay.
Oh.
So back in 2019, Jackson filed registrations for ERA 8 and ERA 8 by Lamar Jackson, maybe a business he wants to use. Dale Jr. is trying to trademark the actual number 8 himself.
Just the number 8.
In the stylized fashion that he used or uses on the side of his car.
So that would be like his company's logo, I'm assuming. They're both creating companies with this logo.
You got it.
Okay.
Well, apparently the two men believe that the other one's use of the number 8 is infringing on their right to use their number 8. So they're suing each other over the number 8.
They're both different. Company.
Apparently not enough.
Right, and they're two different sports.
Just, it is wild to me that you can tell somebody they can't use a number.
It gets sillier.
Right.
Because there is a third sports legend that is involved in this situation.
Who else is it?
Last year, Troy Aikman.
Oh.
Cowboys quarterback, Fox Sports.
Mr. 8.
Yeah, you got it. He tried to trademark the word 8.
Okay, as his business.
Just the word 8. The word 8.
The rights to it.
And he and Lamar Jackson got into a court battle over the word 8. And I don't know how that one finished up at all. Were you aware you could trademark a number or a word?
No. I thought they were for everybody. I feel like I would own a letter. You know what I mean?
But I guess Apple owns like fruit, like the word apple. I can't. Right?
No, but can I be Apple something else?
I don't know. Apple what?
Apple Plumbing. Let's say I'm Bobby Apple and I own a plumbing company. I can't be Apple Plumbing?
There are cases of people with the same last names as big corporations that can't use their last names because that name's been trademarked. I've seen that before.
Really?
Yeah. For example, I'll give you an example. Burger King.
Yeah.
There was one town in, I believe, Wisconsin. Can we Google this for me? Where Burger King filed for a national Burger King trademark.
Yeah.
One restaurant in this tiny town in Wisconsin, I think, already was calling themselves Burger King. It exists to this day.
So they had to fight it out?
Yeah, they fought it out. This town, the restaurant won. They are allowed to call themselves Burger King, and they are not allowed to have like a Burger King chain restaurant within 10 miles because they own the name Burger King in this tiny town.
It was in Mattoon, Illinois.
Illinois, there you go.
Yeah.
But wait, because we had a place here, it was called Oscars, and the guy owned like about 3 Oscars restaurants in town. Mm-hmm. And the Oscars sued him, I think, and he had to change all of it.
I mean, I guess this Burger King place existed before Burger King went
there. Well, that guy needs a better
Sounds
lawyer.
Like
it goes even further. Burger Kings in, I believe, Australia are not called Burger Kings. They are called Hungry Jacks because somebody already owned the name Burger King in Australia when they tried to get out there.
Oh, wow.
So if you go to Australia, it's the Burger King logo. It just says Hungry Jacks instead. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Hungry Jacks is a cool name.
It sounds Australian.
It does.
Go to Hungry Jacks. So, like, here's the thing.
What?
If you had to rank based on success and name brand, who should own the number eight between Lamar Jackson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Troy Aikman?
Well, Jr.'s probably had more championship wins than those two dudes. Because Troy, did he win a Super Bowl?
Troy, yeah. He won multiple Super Bowls.
Multiples?
Yeah.
I think Dale Jr. and the family has got probably way more championships than those guys combined. Because Lamar has no championships, even in college, right?
He's got two MVPs.
Right, but he didn't win anything at Louisville.
No.
So, yeah, it's Dale.
But it's a much less popular sport.
Yeah, but his father was the Terminator. Who was Troy Aikman's daddy?
Steve Aikman.
Yeah.
Owns a couple Hungry Jacks franchises in Australia.
Nobody's scared of old man Aikman.
What is that? What are you talking
about? No, like his that's a legacy family. Like,
so he can have three. This is just nepotism. Eight.
Oh. No, I think the kid won. He was legit.
No, I'm not saying that he wasn't a successful race car driver, yeah. Right? I'm just saying, like, when it comes to like popularity, how did he change
popularity? The game? But that iconic number eight and the font and everything. I mean, like,
it looks way
NASCAR
on the car.
Drivers are known for the number and their car,
right?
I think that like guys like Lamar Jackson are known for so much more.
Okay,
does
than
that
just
make
the
sense?
Number?
Like he could find something else that. You know, you would associate with Lamar Jackson other than his number.
All right, so both of you are in agreement. Earnhardt Jr. should own
he
the
should
number
get it.
Eight.
And Troy Aikman should just shut up.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, shut up, Troy Aikman. By the way, Elijah reminds us of another very interesting story.
What was that?
So you remember how Pepsi had that Sierra Mist?
Yeah.
That drink. You know why Sierra Mist doesn't exist anymore?
Nobody likes it.
So Elijah reminds us. Mm. There was a content creator, I believe, on TikTok who called herself Sierra Mist. And Pepsi reached out to her. And said, you can't call yourself that. That's the name of our drink.
Yeah.
So she went and looked it up. And it turns out that Pepsi forgot to renew their rights to the name Sierra Mist. She bought it.
Wow.
And Pepsi was like, okay, haha, we'd like to buy it back from you. And the petty, petty woman that she was, which I respect, was like, no, you can't pay me enough money.
Look at the money they would have paid to just get that back.
I know.
What an idiot.
She said no. So the reason Starry exists now is because Pepsi tried to bully a woman into changing her name that they forgot to renew.
How did
she pass
her?
On that money?
What's that?
What is it called now?
Starry.
I don't think I knew that.
Starry is what Sierra Mist used to be, and it's all thanks to this woman. I believe it was on TikTok.
And you think she's great.
I mean, I'm a petty
man.
It is.
I can respect that.
Give me the money.
It may be stupid, but I can respect it.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.